Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another Saturday morning of lovely mortgage talk here on 105.3 The Fan. We are joined by Tress Collins, and I am Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com. We've been around for 20 years here in DFW doing loans throughout Texas, and we're also currently doing loans in Florida through our alias AspireLending.com. And AspireLending.com is fighting the good fight down in Florida in the swamplands. And up here in well, I don't even know what you call Texas anymore. 2 weeks ago it was 0 degrees, and maybe that was 3 weeks ago now.
We'll call it the Lone Star State.
The Lone Star State, yes. Who is that one star? Maybe it's you, Tress. How have you been?
I've been well.
You were gone last week. We missed you.
Yes, went to a wedding in Oklahoma. Look, got my nails, dude. I never do my nails.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you get that done in Oklahoma?
I did,
really?
The day of the wedding. It was an evening wedding.
And so. Where was the wedding?
Edmond, Oklahoma.
Edmond, Oklahoma. I think that's north of Oklahoma City, if I'm correct.
Yes.
North of Oklahoma City.
It's north.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, hopefully you had a good time there. We missed you. Uncle Bubba, inappropriate Uncle Bubba, is not with us today. He's out golfing, trying to get in before the rains come sometime between today and tomorrow. But anyway, we are here talking about your home loan. We're talking about you saving money. We're talking about you refinancing, getting a home purchase, getting a home equity loan. Maybe you want to know more about VA loans or FHA loans or jumbo loans or reverse mortgages. We want to answer those questions for you here on this show. It's a pretty simple formula. You can text us your questions. If you're trying to save money this year, if you wondered, hey, I heard rates went up. Well, for some, they went up a lot. For some loan programs, they went up. For some loan programs, they're about the same. For some programs, they're in the middle. And it's going to depend on a lot of things, and it's going to depend on the different lenders. Where it's a wild, wild west right now in the mortgage world, and we want to answer those questions for you. Can you save money? The thing is, rates have gone up a little bit, and if you went back prior to last March, they would still be if the rates were where they are right now, and you threw out this last 12 months, you'd be at the lowest rates of all time. So if you're at 4 or 3.5%, or higher, 3.5% or higher. Or even at 3%, there are still some great loan programs for you. We can help you out. If you have a bunch of debt, consider that home equity refinance, that cash out refinance, those loans where you can use your equity to get money out, consolidate your debts at much lower rates so that your payments on interest are much lower. It all makes sense. Let's make some dollars out of that sense. And that's at 972-387-4600. That's your text line. And so, Tress, you were gone. Usually when you come in here, you come in, you have a different, you've been around the world. You go, when I say around the world, the DFW world, right? You've been around that world.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys go to different towns all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you went to Edmond and you've been to all these other ones. I'm looking at your shirt and your hat. I'm looking at your shirt and your hat. They both have two different places. Where is Elvis Presley Boulevard? It sounds like Vegas.
It's Memphis.
That's Memphis.
Yes. Okay. And this is a really super yummy barbecue place we visited. Loved it so much. Like, want to buy a shirt.
Okay. So you bought the shirt because you like the food. So you can remember the food. You bought the shirt.
Yeah. So that way we can go back.
Huh. What if you like the shirt so much you buy the food? I don't know. There's different kind of things that go along with it. And then you have a Georgia Aquarium hat.
Yes. We went to Atlanta. And that for a total of different reasons. We actually went to Atlanta for my stepdaughter. She had a job interview there. And she and her at-time fiancé, she was the one who got married last weekend, they aren't well-versed in long-distance road tripping. And they asked if we would assist.
First, yes.
So we assisted. And it's like, hey, we have time to kill. So...
Yes, snoring, drooling, all the things that occur on long-term road trips if you're not driving.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes. So anyway, we are talking about your home loans here. We want to save you some money, and we're just getting caught up because I haven't seen trusts in 2 weeks, it seems.
Yeah.
But we are here wanting to save you money. Where are rates? And it depends on who you're talking to, and it depends on what kind of fakery you're seeing online now, because some mortgage companies haven't changed their rates online, even though rates have moved in a lot of cases.
They slacken.
So here's the deal. Here's the big dealio for most of you, and that is longer-term rates have gone up more than shorter-term rates. That means the 15-year mortgage hasn't really moved as much as a 30-year mortgage. And so, for example, we're still quoting 15-year mortgages. If you let's say you have a $250,000 refinance, and you're sitting at 3.5%, but you want to save some money. Well, Tress, a couple weeks ago, if you paid an origination fee and some closing costs, you could probably get your 15-year at 1.875, just 3 weeks ago. And so... that's what you'd pay 1.875 in origination fee. You get some closing costs. You pay 1% origination fee, you pay your closing cost, and if you have a great credit score and you have a $250,000 loan or a $220,000 loan, something like that, you could get 1.875 potentially. If you didn't want to pay the point, your rate would be about 0.25% higher. Well, those 15 years at TexasLending.com have moved up to 2%. Okay, so you went from 1.875 to 2%.
Wow.
Now, we do have to all admit that majority of us in this country are neurotic. I'm just going to self-diagnose, okay? and although we don't bat an eye at, you know, all kinds of other things going up, your rate going up from 1.875 to 2% in a 15-year has a lot of you throwing fits. Well, meantime, if you call a company up in Michigan that maybe has astronauts that go to the moon, you might be getting that same loan for 2.5% that you could probably get for 2% here at TexasLending.com. Yes, and so there are still companies who haven't changed their rates online. And when I say there are rates still at 2, we have made accommodations to make that happen. So that accommodation will probably be going away in the next couple of weeks. Mm. Several of you still want to get that loan around 2%. And if you don't pay that origination fee, it's probably around 2.25%. So if you're at 3.5% and you still want to refinance, or 3.25% and you still want to make savings on your interest rate, TexasLending.com is pretty much the only place you're going to go to get that done. You can get that done today. Now, the 30-year, where a couple weeks ago, if you paid a point, you might be able to get 2.5% or 2.375%. Those are up around 2.75% to 3.25% now, you know. And so you're seeing nearly a 1% difference in rate between the 15-year and the 30-year mortgage. So here's another great deal that some of you are not paying attention to. And I know you're not paying attention to it because our neurosis in this country only has us thinking about 15-year and 30-year mortgages. For what reasons, I don't know. It makes no sense. Why do we even celebrate birthdays every year? Why don't we just celebrate our 15th and 30th birthday? Anyway, that's what we do in the mortgage business anyway. So anyway, but there is a loan program called a 20-year mortgage. The 20-year mortgage, everybody, is about smack dab in the middle of the 15-year and the 30-year mortgage in terms of rates right now. So if you came to us and we said, hey, we can get you a 15-year at 2%, and a 30-year is 2.75% to 3%. There is potential to find a 20-year somewhere in the middle there. And so Maybe you have 25 years left in your mortgage. Maybe you have 28 years left. Maybe you have 21 years left. Or maybe you have 19 years left and you don't want to go all the way back to a 30-year mortgage, but you're sitting at 3.5 or 4.5 or 5 or 5.5. You might be able to get that in the mid-2s. Mm-hmm. So have rates really moved that far for the 20-year? No. The 20 years have maybe moved a quarter. The 15 years for us have moved an eighth. The 30 years moved closer to 0.5%. There are great options for you. And we are the place for you to ask your questions about your options. If you want to refinance, send us a text. Send us how much you currently owe on your home, the value of your home, what your current credit scores are, and what your current interest rate is. We can tell you if you can save some money here. How much? We'll ballpark it. We'll do some conservative radio math here so we don't all have to get calculators out and start hurting our head. And, but you know what? Let's think about options. The 20-year, the 15-year, the 30-year. Some of you might want to do a 25-year mortgage because you don't want to go back to a 30-year. We have options. Let's talk about them. You also might want to buy a home this year. And in Dallas-Fort Worth, it is a frenzy out there to buy homes. And so we want to get you pre-approved first for free. Free call, free pre-approval, free pre-approval letter. Now you can go out there shopping. And we are going to be announcing pretty shortly our real estate affiliation. We have a real estate corporation affiliation. And TexasLending.com, that means we can get you approved and send you one of our realtor affiliates. If you're a realtor who would like to be part of that, we do get over 6,000 purchase leads a month, home loan leads here in Texas, over 6,000 people a month looking for home loans, home purchase loans. And so if you want to be part of our real estate affiliated network, please give us a call. And we'll be happy to work with you on that. 972-387-4600 if you are one of those such realtors. You can always ask for me, Kevin Miller, and I will get you in touch with our real estate organization.
We have a friend who's a realtor. Who
you have a friend?
I have a friend.
I heard you have limited capacity of funds to be able to buy more friends. But
well, I don't know who you're
You should at least
to.
Have two realtor friends.
Actually, I do. But one's better than the other.
Oh, okay.
So
a better friend or a better realtor?
Maybe both.
Okay. Things you need to know.
He's an amazing cook, but that's neither here or there.
So, it is. A realtor that can cook.
Dude, he has a catering
Diabolical.
Business.
That's right? Crazy.
So, but he was, we were talking with him last week, and he was saying that, you know, it's real easy to home in DFW, but it's getting more challenging to buy one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, home values are going up. Rates are sliding a little bit. You know, where the biggest impact might be is if you started building a home 6 months ago and now you're going to lock the rate and the rates are about 3/8% higher in some instances. Mm-hmm. Some great opportunities for you, though, on the 30-year mortgage. The VA 30-year at TexasLending.com is still at 2.25. The 30-year FHA at TexasLending.com is still at 2.25.
Can you do
Meanwhile, the conventional is up around 2 and, you know, call it 2.6 to 3.25, you know. I'm going to say this. The 30-year, about the best case scenario you're going to see if you're paying a point is around 2.75 right now. About that. Some you know, give or take. But that's in the conventional. And then, again, the FHA and the VA are down at 2.25. That's TexasLending.com. They all have different APRs because they all have different mortgage insurance on them, conventional, VA, FHA. You need to check and see your situation based on your credit score. We're just kind of ballparking things for you to give you an idea what's still available. No obligations to go out there and get a loan, but you want to know your options. Options are good. Having no options isn't good. But you have a realtor friend that you can either decide to buy a house with or you can have them cook you food. Now, here's the good news. If Trust likes this realtor's food, she'll buy his shirt. Right?
If he had a shirt to buy, I would.
Oh,
yeah. I love it when they invite us over for dinner. It's like, yes!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's pretty, in my estimation, in my experience, there are some simple tenets to be able to make good food. One, if the food is currently not tasting good, you can start, if it's dinner, if it's got sugar and cereal, if it's got milk and cereal, add sugar, right? That's for cereal. If you're not liking it, add sugar. That's tenet number one, right? If it's dry, add butter, all right? If it's toast, for example, you either have butter or sugar, and if it's currently not tasting good, add salt. you know, like your dinner, like if you're making meat or something like this or pasta. And so we all go, man, the food there was so good. We went there and it was good, good, good. And you know what it was? It was salt. And it, you know, and if you go home and you make your own food, man, my food is no good. I'm not a good, I don't make good food. Just add salt.
I take it you're not the chef in your home.
That's just the starting points. That's the starting points to having bland food, sugar, butter, or salt. If you add enough of it, people will eat anything.
Yes, it's true. I have to disagree with that statement.
Now, there's other things. There's obviously other that's just the start. Then you get all the spices and things like that.
Spice of life.
Okay. We have text lines. We want to take your text questions, and we promise that we're going to get to some of the things that are happening in the mortgage world out there. For example, there are changes coming to second home loans. So if you're buying a second home, you need to be paying attention. And we'll bring that up, and we'll start answering your questions. Get your question in now, 972-387-4600. We'll answer your question of whether you can save money, get cash out, how much debt can you pay off. We'll get to these when we get back after these messages in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Tress Collins taking the place of inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
You sure did.
We are special on this show. We are special. Our parents took extra special care of us when we were kids. Okay, so Tress is back. Hi, Tress.
Hey, Kevin.
You're talking about blueberry muffins or something? This?
Yeah, I made 130 blueberry muffins for the wedding last weekend.
Let me ask you a question. Uh-huh. Did you actually make 135, but 5 didn't work, so you had to throw 5 away? Or
I actually made 138.2 and then took 104 to the wedding and left the rest at home.
Aha.
But gave some away.
See, listen, I didn't have any prior knowledge to this, but I know how muffin making goes.
I made big ones.
Some of them don't work. Some of them don't rise. Some of them go over their tops, you know?
They were all great. They all turned out well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. I bet, you know what? We guess. I'm going to have a big guess here. Big guesses. I'm betting that there was salt in your blueberry muffins.
There was a little bit.
And there was probably some sugar.
There was some sugar.
And some kind of oily-o, maybe butter or something else.
Butter, yes.
So there was butter, sugar, and salt.
Yes.
But I was somehow ridiculed just minutes ago talking about my baking skills. Cooking skills.
Well, you have to have the right amounts, as you so noted, because if you don't have the right amounts, then it doesn't have enough flavor.
I'm just gonna let y'all know if Tress did not have butter, sugar, and salt, neither of those in her muffins, none of you would have eaten them. I'm just letting you know. They wouldn't have tasted any good. Okay, Tress, let's go. Let's get to the questions. 972-387-4600.
Okay, here we go. I owe $235,000. The house is worth $290,000. Rate is 5.5%, but I don't want to be in this house more than 2 years. Is it worth it to refinance anyway? Credit score is 615.
So you have $55,000 of equity in the house, all right? Nearly enough to have 20% equity. They only want to stay in the house for 2 years. So, any of you who are moving in less than 4 years, let's call it, I'm going to give you just three things to write down. If you're going to refinance and you're moving within 3 or 4 years, one, make sure if you're refinancing that you get the least amount of closing costs you possibly can. Because you're not going to be, if you pay the closing costs, people typically, by paying closing costs, they are able to get a lower rate. If you roll the closing cost into the rate, your rate is higher. They are offset by the rate. If you pay closing costs, typically if you pay closing cost in a point, you get a lower rate. If you pay another point, you can get a lower rate. You don't want to be paying a bunch of points because points are up. You're paying interest up front. You're paying cost up front so that over time you can get a lower rate, and that lower rate will offset those costs. You'll actually be making money long term by paying a lower interest rate, okay? If you're moving within 3 to 4 years, get the lowest closing cost you can. If you're able, and in this person's situation, they should be able to get a zero closing cost refinance on a $235,000 loan. It's possible. And so they're at 5.5%. What if they just went to 3.5% with a zero closing cost loan? What's going to happen? They're not going to add any more to their principal balance. The only thing that you'd possibly add to your principal balance is if you rolled in a new escrow account for taxes and insurance. Well, you're going to be paying those taxes and insurance anyway. You're going to either be paying them to your to the city and the county this year, or at the end of this year or the beginning of next year, you're going to be paying your homeowner's insurance. So you set up an escrow account for paying your taxes and insurance. So your principal balance might change in that you have to roll in some new taxes and insurance. But if your other company that you're servicing your loan has current payments from your taxes and insurance, they'll reimburse that to you when you refinance. So you can get some – this person doesn't have any equity to get cash out. So I was going to say they might be able to get cash out, but zero closing costs, okay? This person might be able to go to a 30-year. No reason to go to a 15-year unless you just want to pay lower interest. You might be able to get a 15-year in the high twos. It's very low closing costs. On your loan size, I'm going to tell you that if you save 1% in interest payments on your loan size, you will save $100. Oh, 1% will save them nearly $200 a month in interest.
Wow.
$200 every month in interest over 2 years. Okay, now it's not going to be $200 every month because as every month you're paying your principal down, you're going to only pay interest on the remaining principal. But instead of paying 5.5, you're paying 3.5, or you're paying 3 if you took a 20-year, or if you got in the mid twos or a high twos with a 15. So you have a 15-year, a 20-year, and a 30-year mortgage ideas that you can look at. And that 30-year, you should be able to do really good and save a couple hundred dollars a month just in the 30. That's in interest payments. Mm-hmm. So if you want the lowest payment, get the 30-year. If you want to save the most on interest, get the 15-year or the 20-year, okay? So my three things are get the lowest closing cost possible so you don't add up any escrows. I mean, you don't add up any additional principal onto your loan amount. You can make your savings just in the interest savings alone over the next 2 years. And maybe you don't sell that thing for 3 years, or maybe it doesn't happen for 4 years. At least you're refinanced and got this lower payment. You're then going to be applying that extra savings either into your bank account or to be paying down the principal faster if you wish. Those are your options. It's a good option for that person. I said I try, but if my mortgage company tried to add $14K to principal, they threw in closing costs on there on you. If the principal that they were adding on was just taxes and insurance, then you're going to get that back from them, you know, when you refinance. But if they are trying to add $14,000 in closing costs, then stick your nose up at them and go somewhere else. You don't need to be paying closing costs if you're leaving in 2 years. Now, the three things were pay the least amount of closing costs possible. Make sure you're saving money on the interest rate because it does take, for us, we're back to about 40 days in closing for refinances. Our purchases, we manage by the closing date. The refinances, we have your loan locked and we'll get you in. But we were up around 65 days. Now we're back to about 35. Well, by the end of March, we'll be at about 30 to 35 days on refinances. We're at about 40 days right now if you started today. So, and that's about 30 days lower than the industry average. Industry average is about 70 days for a refinance. We're back to about 40 if you started today. So you can get this thing done, close this thing sometime in April for most people. Some of you have hair on your title, hair on your appraisal, you know.
Hair?
Hair, as in, you know, your appraisal isn't clean. They found something wrong with your foundation.
So it's unshaven. Okay.
No, it's not shaving. It's just like there's like having hair in your soup. You know, it's like there's hair in it. It's just, you know, it's, you know, you gotta send it back, get more soup. You gotta take your title back, get it looked at, you know. These things, some people have loan situations that we have to work through that take a little bit longer. So anyway, this person has a good deal and we'll be happy to look at their situation. And we have, listen, I am the owner of TexasLending.com. And there are corporations that are publicly traded that need to make huge profits for their, because they have all these shareholders want to be millionaires. Well, we're a family-owned company here in Texas. We have a few hundred employees. We do business all over Houston and Austin and Dallas and Corpus and Wichita Falls and out in Tyler and Waco. We do business all over the state, San Antonio even. Even San Antonio. Even. So anyway, no, we do business all over the state of Texas. And we compete against the big boys, let's call them, Quicken and Rockets and these other people. And our rates are better. Okay. So you have an opportunity to come here, a company in Texas, that you don't got to pay 1,000 shareholders millions of dollars and made up through your interest rate. You can come here to TexasSunny.com, and we'll be happy to take care of you. 972-387-4600. Tress, more questions.
Yep. Here we go. Is it true that you look at 2 years of income for evaluation? So if you started a new job or company and are making substantially more money than the old job, but have only been there a year, then that wouldn't be considered?
It is considered. And so this person has started a new job and they're making more money. Now, most people say you need 2 years. Here's the questions. One, are you in the same field you were before? So if you've just moved from one company to the other and you're making more money, but you're doing the same thing, let's say you're selling cars, and you moved from Sewell, now you're at Park Place, you know, and you're downtown, and now you're still selling cars, and you've making more income. That's doable. If you've gone from selling cars to baking blueberry muffins for a living, and we don't know if you're any good at it, you might have missed the ingredients that are important. But if you're starting a new commission job, if you went from W-2 to commissions, then we need to see 2 years of average commissions so we know if those commissions are going up or down, you know, if you're in a cyclical business, these kind of things. If you're making more money, here's what happens is when you give a mortgage company your information and they type it into the system, and when it gets typed in, it'll kick back a risk analysis. It'll say approved, denied, or here's what you're approved for and here's what you're not approved for. Some people can get approved with 1 year W-2s. Some people can get approved with 1 year tax returns. Those people are typically have a lot of equity in the house. They have great credit scores. They have a lot of assets that they can document. They're low risk because they have low – because the investor, let's say you were the investor, you being – the people that text us, and your neighbor wanted to borrow $200,000 from you. Is your neighbor worthy of $200,000 in terms of their credit score? Do they just start a new job? Do you know if they're making any money? Do they put a lot of equity down on the property so that you feel comfortable if they walked, you could sell it? So equity in a property means that if you ever defaulted, they could sell it and make their money back. If you put 5% down, and home values stabilize or go down or whatever, they might have to sell it for a loss. If you put 30%, 40% equity, they can probably get that thing sold and their money is protected. People want to protect their money. And so you having 1 year of income is going to be offset by other variations and whether you're in the same field. Give us a call. We'll take a look at the call. Other than the cost from your carrier charging you, your call to us is free. Our running your credit is free. Our quotes are free because we can send you quotes with a 20-year, 20-year with no closing costs, 20-year with closing costs, 30 years. We can send you all kinds of quotes, you know, and you can. That's free. And our pre-approval is free. And then when you say, yeah, I want to do this, let's go, we're going to charge you for an appraisal. Okay, so that's how it's going to work for you. If you're buying a home, free pre-approvals until you get a contract on the house and you pay for the appraisal. Same thing on a refinance. Free until you decide, yes, I can save money. In the meantime, our loan officers are here in Texas, and they're ready to help you out. 972-387-4600. Tress and I are going to go to a break. When we come back, we have questions. They are lining up. Get your question in now. 972-387-4600. We have loan officers sitting by. I would say they're standing by, but I don't want to have any false advertising. They should be sitting by waiting for you to call 972-387-4600. You can call there. You can text there. That's how we get business done. Or go to our website, TexasLending.com. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. And during the break, we talk about things and Tress confided in me. You bought a TV series.
I did.
30-year-old TV. They call it 25-year-old TV series.
Yeah.
It's a 30-year-old TV series.
Well, it was really in the 90s.
That's 30 years old, Tress.
Yeah, I know. I have kids that are older than this TV series. Oh, no, they were born in 94, and then another one 97. So it was in time that they were born. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, in the midst of all this, you bought a TV series.
I did, because it's funny and I like it.
You bought it and it's funny. Is it funny every time you watch it?
Yeah. Okay. It is. That's why I bought it.
Are you going to tell everybody else?
Okay. Yeah. It's the TV show Frasier.
I think it's really you're funny. The only person on Earth. As a matter of fact, I think they had one. They had one set left, and they sold it to you.
Probably. Probably.
All right. Well, you know more about Tress now, and Tress has got all kinds of secrets. Okay, we have answers for you though. 972-387-4600. Call our office. We have loan officers. We want to help you out. Our rates are significantly better than everybody else. I actually saw a company online quoting 1.75 on a 15-year. And I'm like, but that's at 2.25 now. And if you pay a point with us, we have to give all kinds of – I as the owner, said, okay, we're gonna make everyone feel like it's January 15th and still have rates right around 2% on a 15-year. So we're offering that to you. And you're not going to get that other places. Well, so I went and this company was – and I found out this company is an aggregator of leads. What is an aggregator of leads? They sell leads. You know, like LendingTree is a lender. Mm-hmm. They sell your information to all these companies, and you start getting 7,000 calls. There's other companies who do the same thing. So they quote a bait. They bait you with a rate, and then you call them, and you go, and they're quoting you 2.5. And they quoted 1.75 on the internet for the same loan. And you're like, you guys might want to get visited by the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. I'm just saying. Okay, so that's what's kind of going on out there. But we at TexasSunny.com want to help you with one of the lowest rates ever. Call us for your refinance. Get it locked today. Rates are moving violently throughout the days. Make sure you call us now. Tress.
Did you say they're moving violently?
Yes. They're moving 1%. They're moving. One day you could be calling us and it's 2.375. The next day you can call us, it's 2.1. The next day, they're moving 0.25% within a day.
And that's violent?
That's a violent moving of rates. That's why there's so much gyration right now in the markets. Yes.
I just had this picture in my mind of like a rate.
The only
like
reason things are not collapsing.
Shooting down another rate.
The only thing reasons are not collapsing right now is the Federal Reserve has probably already printed $5 trillion of money this year just to save the economy. Okay. So that's not economy. That's bailing out. So we're all getting bailed out. Okay. Okay. Some of us needed it with the COVID thing. I'm just saying that's what's happening.
Right. Yes. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. I owe $120,000 FHA loan, credit score around 670, 6.625% interest rate right now, 28 years left. Is it worth refinancing?
You're at 6.25. Your loan is $120,000. I'm going to ask you. We're going to do some math here. I'm not sure if this is private school math, public school math, or homeschool math. But if you have $120,000 and you pay 1% of interest on that a year, how much is that a year? Okay, you don't have to get it. It's $1,200 a year, 1% of $120,000, okay? If you save 1% on your interest rate on a $120,000 loan, you'll save $1,200 a year in interest payments. If you save 3% on a $120,000 loan, you'll save $300 a month in interest payments. That goes in your pocket. It's not taxed. It's in your pocket. Okay? And so if you warm it up, it becomes a hot pocket. And so you can save $300 a month if you save 3%. You're at 6.625 right now. If you just went to 3.625, you could save a lot of money. With a 670 score, this is for this person who texted us. With a $120,000 loan, you can probably get that rate about 2.5% right now. By saving 4% on your mortgage, you can save nearly $400 a month in interest payments. You can call TexasSunny.com right now. We'll be happy to quote you that. We will have, now that rate might be, you say, I don't want any closing cost. You might be closer to 3%, okay? If you want to get as many closing costs in there as possible. If you want to pay your closing costs, you're probably going to be in the mid twos on that loan size. If your loan's over $200,000, you're probably at 2.25 for this loan. I'm going to say that again. If your loan's over $200,000, your loan's closer to 2.25. This person's at $120,000 loan. Their rate's probably going to be closer to 2.5. If you don't pay closing costs, closer to 3. You know, when I say don't pay, get as low as you can. You have options. Call for your range of rates, the lowest closing cost and the lowest rate possibilities. We'll quote you both. You make some decisions. And so, yes, it is worth refinancing with their score and with their current loan. Now, that's for the FHA. If they want to go to a conventional loan, the rates are about nearly 0.75% higher on conventional loans than they are on FHA and VA right now. So those are great numbers for you. Call us at 972-387-4600. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Collect $300 to $400 by refinancing with TexasSunny.com.
And be the hat token. Okay.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty happy about the little car guy.
The car guy is cool too.
Yeah.
But I always liked being the dog because okay. He's a little terrier. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
This is an easy peasy one. Do I get approved for the loan based on my gross or net income?
You get your adjusted gross income, AGI. It's typically, unless they've changed the form, on the bottom of your 1040. You have an income. You have write-offs, and then you have an adjusted gross income. You typically get your loan based on your adjusted gross income. Sometimes Fannie Mae just wants to see your W-2s if you have really good credit, a lot of equity, those kind of things. Sometimes Fannie Mae doesn't feel a lot of risk, and they just want to see some W-2s. But if you're going to give – a lot of times they want tax transcripts most of the time. Transcripts are not just your taxes, but – a tax transcript is we go to the IRS and verify that your tax returns you showed us are the same ones you showed to the IRS. And so, that happens. So the adjusted gross income on your tax returns is typically what people are using. Unless they, being the system, ask for just W-2s.
There you go.
There are options.
Options.
The amount of level of disclosure and the amount of documents you need to show us is dependent upon what that system is asking for, mm-hmm. based on algorithms and math and risk.
All right.
Yes.
Ready?
Try it.
Here we go. This is from Sterling and Wiley. Marine Corps vet, own my own business. Business shows a loss last 2 years as we're new and still paying off debt. Declared $45,000 in 2019, $83,000 in 2020. My wife declared $30,000 and $35,000 respectively. W-2, 680 credit scores, dropping the highest and lowest for both of us. 10% VA disability. How much house can we afford and will we have trouble qualifying?
So the only thing I don't know is, you say, what they declared. So I'm assuming that's their adjusted gross income, okay? So I don't know if that's they declared that and then they had some write-offs in addition to that. If they're, you know, if you have a business, most of the time they're going to want to not just get your, if you own a business, they want, that means whether it's Ginnie Mae, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the institutional risk assessors want to know whether your business is making money. So if you have personal income tax, you have business income tax. If both of you are working for the business, we can't just use the wife's income because the wife is maybe getting a W-2 income elsewhere. But if you're working for your business and you're W-2ing yourself, so it doesn't matter. If you're self-employed, we got to document that. And so there are options to rent houses if you can't get qualified. If you can get qualified, we could tell you how much. But we need to see those tax returns because we got to see your business and your personal. It's not going to get by without documenting that. You being self-employed is going to show up somewhere in there. And when we go to verify your employment, if you're the employer and we find out you're self-employed, so do it right. We know you will because you're a veteran and veterans do things correctly. And that's why we respect you. So call us at 972-387-4600. We'll get you fully approved and document for you what you can qualify for based on your current scenario.
All right.
Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We have the best VA rates in the state, by the way. Just letting all of you vets know that. You need to call us at TexasLending.com today. Okay, Trust says we have to go to break. When we come back, we have more questions to answer, and we will answer those questions. Stay tuned, and we will talk about more mortgages after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. I was supposed to be down in Baylortown this weekend for a golf tournament for my son, Tress. We're not there. We're here.
Yeah.
But anyway.
How is Nate?
Nathan being my son, everybody. Well, in December, we were supposed to leave for a golf tournament down in Florida. And the day before, he got diagnosed with COVID. so we didn't go to that. So we had to cancel flights, hotels, cars, golf tournaments. In December, in January, we were getting ready to leave for a golf tournament. And the day before, he broke his foot.
I see a trend.
So we didn't go to that golf tournament. So he's been in a boot for 6 weeks, which he got off a week ago Friday. And then Tuesday this week, decided to go and get his toe damaged. And believe it's a turf toe situation, so potentially out another 2 to 3 weeks there. And that was, we were supposed to be in Waco. The day before we were leaving, he did that. So it's been a...
bless his heart.
It's been 4 months. You know, there's some things are in disguise, and sometimes there are blessings in disguise, and you can overdo golf. The good news is we've had 4 months virtually with no golf, so...
Ow.
So that's it's a little bit of rest and relaxation. And I don't know if he's doing this. His body is addicted to video games, and they just keep on breaking toes so he can keep on sitting down. We don't know. This is all in the mix. So, but we have questions we have to get to.
We do.
Let's get to your mortgage questions.
Here we go. I've got a 30-year with 22 left. I owe $84,000 with 3.7. I believe.
House is estimated. Yeah.
I believe. Hold on.
Yeah.
House is estimated between 140 and 160 in value. Credit score of around 640, but we owe COVID relief loan to mortgage company of one payment. Would refinancing now be beneficial to me?
So the COVID relief loan to mortgage company, it sounds like they might be in a forbearance. They might have skipped a payment through forbearance or whatever it is. I don't know if they remodified their loan or what they're doing. If you are in forbearance, you're going to need to be out of that forbearance documenting payments for a couple, 3 months minimum, to document you're able to pay the mortgage. Some people are in forbearance and aren't going to be able to pay the mortgage. Some people are in forbearance, and some people just decide to take it, but now they can't refinance because they're in forbearance. They got to be out of it for 3 months. I don't know much about their COVID relief plan with their mortgage company, but we'd have to take a look at it. Would it be beneficial? The biggest thing is this. You owe $80,000, and your rate's at 3.7. So with that scenario, and your credit score is at 640, if they saved 1%, they might save $60 a month. Okay, $65 a month in interest payments. On that loan size of $84,000, the rates aren't going to be beneficial to them on that loan size. And so I don't know if it's going to really make a lot of sense for them to refinance. With their current rate of 3.7, with the COVID relief issues, the credit score at 640, the loan size, there's a lot of things that are weighing against them being able to get a rate that's much better than that. There are rates in the twos, and even at 2% on a 15-year at TexasLending.com, if you have a $200,000 loan with 20% equity with a 740 score and you're paying your closing costs, you know, an origination fee. This person's not in that situation. They don't have a $200,000 loan. They don't have a 740 score. And... they have issues with the payments with their mortgage company. So 3.7 is decent. You're in a good spot for where you are in life, and we'll see if things change for you. They do have some equity, though, there. They might be able to get a cash out, you know, if they wanted to get some cash out, that would be possible for them. They do have 22 years left. If they do want to go to, like, a 15-year cash out, get a little bit of money out, there is potential there. Just get that score up. That 640 score is going to weigh heavily on your interest rate, no matter what kind of loan you're trying to get.
All right. Here we go. Ready for the next one? Have a median 714 credit score, $80,000 annual income, $6,000 down. How much home could I qualify to move into? Currently, they are renting.
So your $6,000 down is going to be the thing that's just going to be the limiting factor here. You have a good income to get a decent-sized house. They're making about $6,700 a month. If you take, you know, 33% of that income, they could get $2,200, $2,300 a month mortgage payment, probably a $280,000 to $300,000 loan, okay, with their income. But their down payment is only $6,000. And so there are some very low down payment loan programs. 3% down is the loan down payment requirement for conventional. Okay, so that would limit them to a $200,000 loan with 3% down. So $200,000 sale with 3% down is $6,000. That's your closing cost. We'd have to sound like we had to roll that's covering your down payment. We'd have to roll their closing cost into the rate if they only had $6,000 for down payment and closing costs. So there are options for you. VA is zero down. USDA is zero down. You have to be in a rural area for a USDA loan. I think they make too much money for USDA. Mm. But if you're a veteran, potential zero down. If you are conventional, $200,000 mortgage with 3% down. FHA is 3.5% down minimum, and conventional is 3% down minimum. So options for you. Call us, 972-387-4600. Go online, texasdunny.com. Tress.
Okay. Forgive me, but this one's kind of long, and I just now clicked on it. Ooh. So if you would read with me.
So they just heard their boss on the radio discussing someone having a 615 score. We have not discussed anyone today with a 615 score. So, yeah, 615 score. You're going to have limitations right now. Most mortgage companies are not most. I didn't say that they're not doing them. I said most. 90% of the mortgage companies aren't touching government loans below 640 credit scores. Because of the COVID thing that's still out there and the defaults associated with the lower scores. So 650 credit, that's a different scenario than 615 credit. So it says they a 625 house is worth 335. Credit is 625. Yeah, that 625 score, this person says they have 625 score. So when you get down below 640 right now, there can be challenges on many loan programs. We're 335 and they owe 135. Okay, so owing 135, the rates aren't quite as good on those. 8+ years. Anyway, it says that they told them that it's probably best to get to a 640 score. I would suggest everyone to get the best rates. You're going to want to be at a 640 plus score or higher. When I say get the best rates, you want to be at 740 or higher. 640 to 680 is a ballpark all on itself. It is possible to refinance at a 625 score or under conventional. If you're below 640, then FHA, if that's the loan that you qualify for, maybe you don't qualify for conventional. Maybe it's FHA. So anyway, yeah, you don't have to have a 640 either. It just comes with conventional. Your rates are going to be much higher below 640. There are limitations. There are limited servicers. There's things that come along with that. There are opportunities for people with 640, 620, 625, just limited opportunities. We have run out of time. Tress, we'll have to see you next week.
Yes, I will be here.
And you can call our office now, 972-387-4600. You can go online to texaslending.com, but we do have to leave. We wish we could spend more time, but we'll see you next week in the texaslending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.